Marcel Somerville and Michael Payne on Foo Bar Radio.
Maybe tonight we catch a vibe, wave a tide. Maybe tonight, waving goodbye. Me, I've been working all day and all night, deep in the fight, chasing the light. We catch a vibe, wave a tide, waving goodbye. Maybe tonight. So we'll do it our way. Yeah, cause the night won't last forever. Forever, forever, yeah. We'll do it our way.
Yeah, son of a black queen. Never sold class A to a cat or a crack fiend. Take two for the body and mind. Baby, it's just us two. Put your body on mine. Put your body on mine. Baby, it's alright. I got that weed run that drives for the hungriest guy. Besides, food don't really do much for the hunger inside. I was dancing in the rain through the toughest of times. Not a jacket to my name, just a shitload of faith and a handful of A's for the bank for the save, for the act for the pain, baby. Life is a game, it's exciting to play, it's exciting to play, yeah.
You could tell me how life works, I could teach you about time moves. Balance life with your eyes closed, the night won't last forever. Cause the night won't last forever, forever, ever. So we'll do it all. Cause the night won't last forever, 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 yeah. We'll do it our way.
The night won't last forever. We'll do it our way.
Yeah, cause the night won't last forever, forever, forever.
That's 10:51 PM, The Night, featuring Berwyn and Maria Somerville. That's off the Everything Is Recorded EP by Richard Russell, founder of XL Records. Possibly the most, well, just the best record label, I think, in the existence of music. Well, I'm all, top three.
Fair.
Top three.
Fair, I give you that.
Yeah, XL.
Featuring my cousin, by the way.
Maria Somerville, yeah. Although we were saying we couldn't really hear a female vocalist on that song.
No, she done the production. That's what it was.
Maybe, must have been, innit? I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll find out.
We'll try and find out who Maria Somerville is.
But yeah, anyway, that was 10:51. The night they said it won't last forever. Neither will this show. It's 16:04 today, and we're on till six. After well, before, shout out to. Wait, who was before?
Joey Page.
Joey Page. Because I didn't see him leave the studio.
No, because he's on honeymoon at the moment, so he wasn't physically
Joey
here.
Joey Page is doing a road trip of the United States of America.
That's a sick honeymoon.
I am so jealous.
He's going to be staying in the motels. He's probably going to...
I'm not jealous of. I've seen films involving
motels. Someone's probably going to try and kill him in the motel.
Yeah. There's literally not one motel film where a good thing happens in
that
motel.
He's going to run out of petrol on the Route 66.
Yeah.
Bad things will happen.
Love horror films. on that road.
I feel like we shouldn't be wishing all of this.
No,
stuff
we really shouldn't.
No, we're definitely not.
Happy
we're
honeymoon,
definitely
Joey.
Not. But happy honeymoon to Joey Page. Happy Love Box, I think, is in order as well.
That's 100%, son.
That's the next massive occasion coming up, or one of the next massive occasions coming up.
12th, 13th, and 14th of June. It's going to be banging out.
Gunnersbury Park.
Good park.
Yep. Massive new additions to the lineup. Ooh. First name already.
What, Robin?
Yeah.
Straight
that's
up, yeah.
A match
Jesus.
Right there.
All right, they started well. Kate Renada, Tierra Whack, Fatboy Slim, Goldlink, controversial.
Chasing Status.
DJ Set.
Oh, yes, yeah, a DJ
that's
Set.
That's not another name. That's,
DJ Set.
It's also DJ Set's been announced.
That's what I might do. That might be my performing name for from now on. DJ Set, but in brackets. It has to be written in brackets so that whoever's name it comes after, people are just going to be like,
what are you going to be doing? What?
Rod Stewart? DJ Set?
Because there's going to be no comma between Rod Stewart.
Can't put a comma. That's part
that's
of the clause.
Actually jokes. That's
part
actually
of my,
jokes.
Yeah, that'll be a clause.
It's like,
yeah.
Like a mystery.
Unless it's comma DJ Set.
Comma DJ. That's works. My name. Comma DJ Set. It sounds fashionable, isn't it? Because of Comme des Garçons.
Comme DJ Set.
Oh, Comme DJ Set. Is he French? Yeah. And then they see it. It's like, oh, that's just a comma.
Yeah. There's a lot of other good. I'm Bad Bad Not Good. Sam for the Great. Joy Crooks. Arlo Parks, who's coming on the show in a few weeks.
Amazing.
Celeste.
Tyler the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy Goo. I love a bit of Peggy Goo.
Mabel. Little Sims representing Flying the Flag for the UK. I'm glad to see that, actually, because there was a lot of the wireless lineup, as per usual, got a bit more backlash this year, as has become tradition.
Of course.
With just pretty much just a sausage fest of performers. So Mahalia was among one of the people that kind of tweeted to Wireless when the act was announced, and I thought that as well. I thought, fucking hell, man, not even a young Steph
man.
I shouldn't even have to be saying not even a, but it actually came
they
down
should
to
get BBK on it, like there's too many, man,
for real. Skepta is headlining, speaking of BBK, and Skepta's headlining a day of I
men.
Don't think it's Wireless.
A day of men.
Is he doing one of the Wireless days? He's headlining another festival, isn't he? I can't remember what it is.
I don't know either. I'll have a look. I think I've seen that too. I think I had an email about it, actually.
But it's not on the same day as Lovebox, though. I know that for a fact. It's not on any of the days of Lovebox. 12, 13, 14 for June. Get yourself down there, Gunnersbury Park. We give you the opportunity to get yourself down there.
We do. I mean, you couldn't go to loveboxfestival.com to get tickets, but also...
You can win some because we're giving away three pairs of tickets.
Yeah, so one pair.
That's exciting, though. Do you know, I wish, like, you know, I never got to win anything on a radio show.
Did you never win shit?
I never won nothing as a kid.
No way.
Nothing. You know, like, you used to, like get your own back, all of them things.
Yeah.
Like,
but then again,
sending
I guess
the postcards and all them things.
I guess the privilege scales were a bit balanced because you did become a pop star at one point, so...
Life panned out in the end. It panned out in the end.
I won one thing, but I had to scam to win. I've probably told you the story about when I had to ring up I can't remember what DJs it was on One Extra in the early days and you had to rap down the phone to win a masterclass with Common. But because it was daytime the first time I rang up and I swore I got disqualified. So I rang up a different show the same evening under a different name and won again. Well, one this time, because last time I got disqualified. But the most heartbreaking thing was, the first set of DJs, it was Ace and Viz. Do you remember when Ace and Viz were on One Extra?
Yeah.
They were like, you were actually the better MC, but we have to disqualify you because you swore. And then I just rang up, government name this time, just my real fucking name, won, and then got a masterclass with Common. That was the one thing I won off radio.
That's dope. That's a dope thing to win off radio. But
this is even better.
So it's a pair of tickets per day. On the Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th, and Sunday the 14th.
So what have you actually got to do in order to win these tickets?
Appearing on our social media very, very soon is going to be a tweet, which you're going to need to retweet, follow us, and comment on which day you would like to go.
Oh, yeah. It's that simple.
It is that simple.
It's that simple, and it's even simpler because if you're not on Twitter, but you are on Instagram, what happens?
Again, like it, follow us, comment as many times as you like about which day you would like to go. Tag in friends, do everything.
That's a cheat as well. Comment as many times as you like.
If you want to go,
secret to it is tag your mate and get your mate to then tag you and then just tag other people.
Look like super buddies. You look like super. If you tag your mate and then your mate tags you back, then you just look like super duper buddies. And, you know, that does kind of, it will stand you in good stead.
Please put what day you would like to go.
Definitely put the
date. You do need to be, little T's and C's here, you do need to be over 18 to enter and live in the UK. And obviously you have to be able to go to Lovebox.
We don't be racing them tickets.
That's an important thing, yeah.
It's true. Don't be getting arrested on that day. Don't be getting grounded, even if you're over 18. I know some over 18-year-olds can still get grounded.
For real.
Just make sure you are able to go.
Yeah.
Don't waste anyone's time, because a lot of people want these tickets.
Exactly. Sought after. I mean, I do.
I'm
so
trying to scam my way into getting myself.
We can't enter.
We can't enter. We're not allowed.
Damn it.
I'll find a loophole.
Just enter as a comma DJ set. No one will know.
That's
no one
true.
Knows. I mean, you have just said it on show. But you
that's
know.
Literally the best DJ name, comma DJ set.
Comma DJ set.
Well, speaking of comma DJ set, you have announced on Twitter that the Night Elm on Mare Street Part 2 is coming soon.
Yeah, I've announced it again, I guess. I've told people before, tell people quite regularly, actually, that it's coming soon. But it definitely is.
Do we know how soon?
Very soon.
Okay.
You know what I mean? On the spectrum of soonishness.
Right.
It's
so this year.
This year, definitely.
This half of the year.
What is this? Winter.
Are we still in winter? This winter.
Not this winter.
This spring.
This half of the year.
It's going to be before fall.
Before?
Fall.
Before fall? Yeah. Totally. Before fall.
Okay. So before fall.
I think fall's actually a better word. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, than autumn. Autumn sounds nicer.
It does,
yeah. Fall.
Autumn. Fall.
No. Marcel.
Yes.
You have released a new video on your YouTube channel.
We have indeed. It was me doing my girlfriend's makeup because I'm actually becoming a makeup artist, guys.
Did a good job.
Man of many talents.
Like, do you know what?
That's actually a really good skill to have.
I was actually surprised that I could actually do it so well. But she was literally like shocked by the end of it. So if you haven't already seen it, make sure you go and check it out. We've got a new one coming out today as well, which is me and Rebecca eating some extremely spicy ramen noodles from Korea. The spiciest of noodles.
Right.
Well, factually the spiciest that you can get, or?
Well, she ordered them and said that they were the spiciest we could get, so.
Has it got Scotch bonnet in it? That's the spiciest of chilies, isn't it?
There's ones that are higher on the, what's it called?
Okay. The Scoville.
There's a scale.
I would like to suggest that you do a video where you eat that Swedish fish that you did in the Christmas video here.
Why do you still keep trying to push that on us?
Have you still got the same dirty fish here?
Of course not.
It's in the fridge.
It can't get any stinkier. So we should say this is a fish that you did in the Christmas video. It was a Christmas food challenge. And one of the things you tried was some fish from Sweden that was disgusting. In fact, it smelled so bad.
We didn't even try it.
We tried to stay in the same room as it and failed miserably.
So Michael had gone.
Oh, you left the room.
Gone.
Yeah.
He was gone. Dutty out there, man. It's a quick thing. You know what I'm saying? But then I try. I smelt it. Like you said, all you got to do is smell it.
That's one of my favourite faces. If you do that.
I smelt it as well, but my nose
you
and
but you
legs
smell from
just,
outside, bro.
They send messages to each other just a lot quicker.
It was horrid.
It was so horrid that somebody on this floor called downstairs because they thought they had a gas leak in the building. That's how bad it smelled.
No.
That's not worse than gas. I don't know what gas they're using in their yard.
It was the maddest fish. And how do they eat that at Christmas? They're just ruining Christmas for people.
I feel like something you give to someone you don't really like,
you know
right?
I mean?
Like,
hey,
get
Merry
out my
Christmas.
House.
It's like coal. You're like, you've been naughty this year. You know what I mean? Just give them dirty fish.
Worse than anything you can imagine. It smelled like all the nasty smells that you can, like bin juice, bum, like
right.
Wait, stale
I drink
underwear.
Cat poo tea.
You did, didn't you? But at least that didn't stink. That was like really dried, wasn't it?
It was horrid. And we ate worms.
Cat poo coffee,
worms.
That was it.
Cat poo coffee, worms, and then just some Brussels sprouts. Crisps.
Oh, yeah, and I'd also like to refrain from we as well, because I did nothing of this.
You've done none of them.
I was not as brave as you. I ate the Brussels sprout flavoured crisps. And
yeah, that's
I think
it.
That's where I draw the line.
That's it.
That was the first thing as well. It was horrid.
And Will, who works here, when disposing of said fish, just chucked it in a bin outside. So you can imagine how much that would be disgusting. Whoever just walking down the road, just coming back like, what the
aura.
Hell? Yeah.
The odour must have been banging.
I tell you what is also, what is banging is our lineup of guests today.
Oh, it is a banging lineup of guests, yeah.
So please tell me more, Marcel.
We have got Tia Karis coming in. She's going to be our first guest. promoting a new single, Figure Me Out.
Game for Tia.
We've also game for Tia. Nice.
I'm looking forward to this game. I'm just looking forward to the games
in general. Marcel won't be winning the game today because before the show, he shushed me. And so that alone has deducted 10 points straight away.
You've rigged it.
Okay, it's always rigged.
It is when you shush me.
I didn't even shush you.
You did.
Can't argue with that.
So, anyway, it was well done on winning the first game, Michael.
Thank you very much. Advance applause game, is always nice.
Guest number two is
Vice Beats promoting his new album, Dilla, the Timeless Tribute.
Of course, cool.
Jay Dilla, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then perfectly final, timed as well.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, and then our final guest is Nayana Iz.
Yes. Looking forward to meeting every one of our guests.
Yeah, it's a good lineup.
It's a good lineup today.
Playing games with two of them. Game for Nayana.
Just a game for Nayana.
And a game for Tia.
Two games. Vice, you don't get
three
a game.
Three guests, two games. He's got a lot to talk about.
I'm joking.
And I've also got some Swedish fish for him as a present. So
nice.
That
nice.
Will be a nice way to welcome
him. I'm glad you're keeping it in a safe outside of the building.
Yeah, exactly. I am, actually. It's across the road. Let's get into a song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk.
Shotgun pump action. Yeah! And we'll cause a commotion. This is selector. Put that rewind in motion. Shotgun pump action. Yeah! Let them know what's up. This is selector. Better wheel it up. Shotgun pump action.
I'm in the backseat, I'm on the left flank. Range Rover looking like a big tank. SVR sounding like a Mustang. Grab onto the barrel with your left hand. Ever seen five man hop out of the four door? Montclair smelling like a Tom Ford. Greeting him in French, I'm saying bonjour. Decorate the face, I'm on that contour. I'm on the three-wheeler with the cleaver. D-cut, tell him free reacher. If this was 013, then I'd have the pumpy put down in Mustang with Nikita. Man, I'm no stranger to the snub nose. Everywhere we go, we make the snub go. Little bit of pressure and the leg broke. Everybody's bad until they get smoked.
And we'll cause a commotion. This is selector. Put that rewind in motion. Shotgun pump action. Let them know what's up. This is selector. Better wheel it up. Shotgun pump action.
When I'm in the posse, I say shotgun. Them man are chatting like they got one. I play games cause I never lost one. It's mafia music, but not like Rick Ross done. Bottle of the Rocky, bottle of the Tron. Do most of my business on the telephone. They still can't believe it when they see me now. They have to look twice because they're looking at a criminal. Come a long way from trimming leaves off. This one's a classic, but it's not a Reebok. The creps are booming, we need a restock. Never rustle up the feathers of a peacock. I'm from the 6-1, I bring the flavour. I'm representing in Jamaica. I'm giving it away, it's only paper. Skip, tell them all about the danger.
Shotgun pump action. And we'll cause a commotion. This is selector. Put that rewind in motion. Shotgun pump action. Let them know what's up. This is selector. Better wheel it up. Shotgun pump action.
Can't control. This is the style of them can't come down. So much of a set all a bad man town. Oh, yeah, check it out, them a bad boy clown. Love Ron Brown. I'ma check a joke, how them love Ron Brown. Lying in the jungle, them last one round. King of kings and lord
UK
of the
UK Manchester, down to Jamaica. Rise up the ting top shutter. Shotgun pump action.
Yeah!
And we'll cause a commotion. Mr. Selector, put that rewind in motion. Shotgun pump action.
Yeah!
Let them know what's up. Mr. Selector, better wheel it up. Shotgun pump action.
Big tune, you know.
That is a big tune.
Big fucking tune. Bugsy Malone and Skip Marley.
Did you just do the gunshot at the end of it? Was that you? Or?
Yeah, augmented by the actual gunshot on the song.
It sounded legit.
I think it all blended in.
Sounded legit.
Do you know what I mean? Who knows? Gunshots in films could just be a guy going... Because a lot of sounds aren't what you think they are.
It's true.
In film. When they dub over shit. And that's a massive tune. That's although Natalie usually curates the playlist, that's one I personally chose.
Did you text me about it?
Yeah, I texted Natalie specifically just to get that shit on the playlist, man, because it's a big rhythm, man.
Thank you for putting that on my radar.
It's aight. It's aight. It joins a growing list of hit songs with gunshots in the hook. We were talking about that while it was playing. There's MIA's Paper Planes. Yeah. There's Made You Look by Nas. That's two that we can think of. That super long list of two songs. But there's probably more.
You said it's a growing list. Now there's a third one.
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably some Johnny Cash songs with
gunshots.
There's
some country music with some gunshots in.
1,000,000%.
I shot my letter last night.
They didn't even save it for the hook. First eight bars, gunshots.
Right. Do you a fan of country music?
I don't mind a little bit of country music every now and then.
Who do you like?
And I'm a member of the NRE. No.
If you're a country singer, what do you think you call yourself?
I call myself...
Good question.
Ooh, it's coming, I can see it.
I don't want to be too obvious, like, because obviously, like, you know, like Black Snake Moan and all those kind of names like that. I'd be called Chocolate Cobra Vex. Yeah.
Wow!
Wow, that's actually a strong name.
Just strong. That might be my new rap name.
Hint of blues in that name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, man. Sometimes it's going to get kind of dark.
What would you call yourself?
It'd have to have the name Willie in it. Willie Sutton. That sounds country and western, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Willie
yeah,
something.
It does, yeah.
Willie anything, and you
Willie
sound
Payne.
Like you're a country.
Willie
there
Payne.
You go. I sound like a country singer. Just put Willie in front of any word.
Willie.
Willie Payne Jr. That's quite a lot.
Yeah, you be a junior.
You
as well,
a junior.
It sounds
you
like there's a dynasty of the team. Yeah. My daddy was a country and western singer, and I am too.
Willie Payne too.
Straight in there.
I can't remember what film it was in, but it's funny. And they asked if you like music. I like both kinds of music, country and western.
That's so American.
Yeah,
that's such an American thing to say. I'd say some Americans. There's still probably some Americans out there that have only ever heard country and western music.
Yeah, babe. Yeah. People from that. Like
the Bible Belt and that.
There's a place called
Texas.
No, there's rappers in Texas now.
There are. It's a
big country music scene, though. Isn't
yeah,
there?
Huge. Isn't that the epicenter?
Yeah.
Is it Texas?
Yeah.
There's a big
and
Texas,
there's that bare
yeah.
country western radio stations. So it's conceivable that they would never hear fucking what do you call it? Any other genre of music.
What's this jazz you speak of?
Arkansas. That's a place that would only ever have country music.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
That sounds like every other genre is banned.
Yeah. We don't have that. So we only have country here.
Arkansas sounds like it's still got saloons there.
I'd love to go to a saloon.
Well, a real one.
Yeah. But not one with rednecks in.
That's a bit.
Not in an open carry state. I wouldn't want to go to a saloon in an open carry state.
No.
I'm trying to come back. Trying to come back from my holiday.
I feel like if I go into a saloon, it's one of those places where everyone looks around like.
Yeah, 100%. Whatever music that was playing stops.
Stop. Record scratch, even though it's not playing on a record player.
Or just the quartet on some banjos and shit. Probably haven't even like advanced onto flipping recorded sound yet. It's just live shit.
Right. And bands where, you know, I don't know if this actually is a thing, but I've seen definitely Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze and other
Roadhouse
ones.
Roadhouse is sick.
But bands are playing behind like wire because people are throwing glasses at them and stuff. They're in like a cage when
Roadhouse
they play.
Is one of the best films
it's a great
ever.
I've
seen Roadhouse.
When he rips out the guy's neck.
Whoa.
With
Patrick Swayze. Or Dalton.
Is that how he was moving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
films.
God, yeah.
He was a karate boss in that film.
Right? He has a mullet. You don't even care. You're like, yeah, if anything, better. It's better,
yeah.
Patrick. It's good. That's a great film.
He had a mullet face, though, innit? He had a face that suited a mullet. No, it's true.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
He had a face that suited a mullet. I think Patrick Swayze was like the kind of archetypal 80s kind of actor.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Facially.
Kevin Bacon has a mullet
100%.
Face.
There you go. All of the big 80s things would suit a mullet.
But
Richard,
Arnie,
even Kevin Costner.
Arnie couldn't have a mullet.
Arnie could have a mullet.
Could he?
He could have a mullet. Yeah, he could have a mullet.
Kevin Costner, I'm sure, has had a mullet in something. Yeah. I feel like I've seen him with a mullet.
Actually, he might be a little bit too debonair for a mullet, you know.
Who?
Kevin Costner.
Costner?
I don't know. I don't know if his face suits a mullet.
Didn't he have a mullet in Waterworld?
I think he did.
We tried to forget everything he had in Waterworld.
Waterworld was a bad film. It was a really bad film.
I think he just had long hair in Waterworld. Maybe. I don't think he had a full-blown
That was
mullet.
90s Waterworld, innit?
Yeah, early, I think.
I think that was the film that he bankrupted the company,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was that bad.
It was
They spent so much money on water. It's mad trying to fill
It's mullety.
They were
it's
trying
mullety.
To fill a whole studio with Evian water. It's mental.
Really?
No, just that. Gotcha.
I'm going to consider that in the mullet hall of
That
fame.
Is a mullet, like, it's mullet. Short on top.
That's
it's short on top and on the sides.
Oh, look, it's beautiful. It's got it. Obviously, the king of mullets, as we all know, is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, of course. Has Van Damme ever had a mullet?
Yeah, he had a mullet.
He must have had a mullet.
Yeah, Van Damme had a mullet.
He might be the king of mullets, because he would have coupled it with a cut-off denim
the
thing.
The cut-off denim. No, see, in the advert for
That's
for
where course, he has a mullet. Yeah, it's true. He's got the cut-off denim thing and the mullet.
I'm going to be giggling mullet celebrity. Who have we got?
Who's
here?
Top?
Rob Lowe. There we go. Straight
Rihanna.
Rob Lowe.
Where's Pat Sharp?
Beautiful mullet there from Rob Lowe, which is nice. Patrick Swayze, of course. Roadhouse
yeah.
Time. Mullet. Apparently, Rihanna apparently with a mullet.
Give me time to mullet over.
Billy Ray. Rob Lowe kept the mullet for a long time. Of course, Mel Gibson with a beautiful flowing lock of hair. Clooney had a mullet for a bit, which is interesting.
Yeah, he's got the best one.
Brad Pitt also had a mullet.
Andre Agassi.
Mullet of
Brad
the flipping
Pitt.
Century.
Swayze's been on there a couple
Brad
of times.
Brad Pitt looked like Pat Sharp with a mullet.
Brad Pitt, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, she's that's had everything though, isn't it?
Lionel Richie.
That's, Sheen.
Yeah, that's the that's Sheen the mullet. Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
It's a Soul Glow mullet.
Sylvester Stallone. Michael Bolton, of course.
Oh, Michael Bolton.
Danny McBride, but that's...
That's just Danny McBride nowadays.
Well, do you ever see Eastbound and Down?
Oh, yeah.
Where's Kenny fucking
that's
Powers?
The jokes is...
Of course, that's where it's from, isn't it?
The funniest...
I think he had a bit of a mullet as well, an Afro mullet. Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. In. Yeah. Was it in like the Raw days, maybe?
No, but do you know what? I know people might call it like a Mohican, but I'm pretty sure there are quite a few. Like, I swear Usher had an Afro mullet.
Did he?
He had it like the sides were shaved, but then at the back and the top, it was all thick.
Right. Yeah, that's a mullet.
Marcus
Rashford,
Derulo.
I feel like, has a mullet more time. It's not a Mohican.
Nah.
But that's what you're saying, I think, isn't it? No, it's not a mullet, it's a Mohican. Like, okay.
Definitely a mullet.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, some lovely mullets. Would you ever consider a mullet haircut?
I'd consider it, but then I'd probably decide against.
If we were to be given a cheque for £5...
No, do you know what? Like,
£5 million.
A big giant check.
Do you want me to tell you something?
Honestly, I went to the barbers once. Yeah, like it was around the time when everyone was getting Mohicans, and I was like, yeah, like I'm thinking I might get a Mohican. My barber went to me, no, Marsh, you can't. Your face is too long.
Wow. Really?
He basically said to me, if I had longer hair on top, it'd make my face look even longer.
I think a longer face is the perfect shape for a Mohican. Because if you've got a round face and you've got a Mohican, you know them Evian bottles?
Yeah.
That are like bulbous and then they've got the pointy things.
See, this is my thing. I was thinking, I've seen a couple guys that look semi like me with Mohawk. I could pull this off.
Yeah, your barber lied to you. He was hating. Did he have a round face, your barber?
Nah, well, I don't know. Maybe.
He was hating.
He was hating.
Because he couldn't have one.
Yeah, probably, man.
That's fuckery.
Bear deep, man. But at the end of the day, like it. It was all right.
He cop blocked you.
Yeah, he hawk blocked me.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the hair you have now. I think I don't see you with a mullet or a Mohican. So you've made the right choice, I believe.
How about you, mullet or mohawk?
I think you should get a mullet, personally.
It's a big commitment though, because once you get it, it's going to take a while to grow out. I think
you'd have to perm it as well, wouldn't it?
See, I did, you know, I'm not really thinking perm would suit me either.
No?
But I do ask my hairdresser, she's very honest. I say, just to wind her up really, could you give me a mullet? And she just laughs and says, absolutely. One day she's just going to do it. Imagine if
and
she
you're
did
gonna
it.
Be
and I was
pissed.
Like, can you perm my hair, please? She's like, it's ridiculous. Could you give me a permed mullet? Because that's the king of hair.
You know, when you're young and your mum catches you smoking cigarettes, so she makes you smoke all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, she's just going to switch on that and just give her a mullet.
No,
I'd love to see that though.
Well, with the mullet, bring me a wig in, I'll wear it.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a filter on Instagram.
100%.
What would you look like with a mullet?
Well, let's test that out first whilst we play a song.
Hey, my dick is still hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bitch. 444 hours. Yeah. I need to see a doctor. Look, nigga, don't lie, man. Kill me right now. Otherwise, nigga, pipe down. Y'all niggas rap too loud. Nigga, what's that sound? That's me sneaking in your house with a trap. I'ma put that bitch in your mouth.
Good morning. My name is Tokyo. Just like a window, I'm here to air it out.
If a nigga don't like me, kill me right now. Otherwise, nigga, pipe down. Y'all niggas rap too loud, nigga. What's that sound? That's me sneaking in your house with a trap. I'ma put that bitch in your mouth.
Good morning, my name is Mario. Just like a window, I'm here to air it out.
Hello.
Bitch, he wanted beef in the parking lot. My niggas dogs and we park a lot. All the pot choppers, they spark a lot. I'll beat your ass, I don't care. It's dark enough.
Look, I can't see the bullshit like Ray Charles. Y'all niggas f*** like James Charles. Laying in a train on your sister like a fat car. Getting a dick same size as my AR.
Kitty, my nigga, I mean for real, my nigga. I mean, the chopper hold 150 bullets, my nigga. If you don't pull up, my nigga, then we can do it, my nigga. I mean, ooh, ha, that nigga pull up, he fly, we gon' fist fight. Lil D, no, I keep the strap like a D's like suicide door, my whips on my wrist like that's Lil Tug, yo, daddy with the dick, right?
I need that ice, bitch. I need the crystals, I need to put some diamonds on my pistol. That bitch wanna suck my dick, but I won't kiss her. Blow up like a missile, I blow up like a missile, She blow my dick like a whistle, My diamonds pretty, I didn't glitter.
Light me, kill me right now.
Otherwise, nigga, pipe down. Y'all niggas rap too loud, nigga. What's that sound?
That's
me sneaking in your house with a trap. I'ma put that bitch in your mouth.
Good morning, my name is Tokyo. What's just up? Like a window, I'm here to air it out.
If a nigga don't like me, kill me right now. Otherwise, nigga, pipe down. Y'all niggas rap too loud, nigga. What's that sound? That's me sneaking in your house with a trap. I'ma put that bitch in your mouth.
Good morning, my name is Sonia. Turn like a window, I'm here to air it out.
Hello.
Bitch. Also, I offer excellent toe sucking services. Ladies, hit my line, Kyoto's Revenge, on Instagram and Twitter. I'm also selling dick, $40 an inch, Snapchat Premium, Amazon. You can download my dick off Google Drive. It's up for auction on eBay.
Marcel Somerville and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
There's too many ways that you could break a mind. Better show that you can walk that line straight, or everything is just a waste of time. You could take it so much further. Don't think that this game deserves you. Pain gon' pass and shit gon' burn you. Can't stay down, man, you gotta grow up sometime.
It's my only chance, I don't wanna die. It's all in my hand, I'ma make it mine. I keep running back, hate to see you cry. But the city too hot, I'm gonna fry. All the sun is beaming in my eye. I can't save you, even if I try. Whatever you do, don't get too high. Whatever you do, don't get.
On love, turn to rust, a burden, burn my thumbs. Lust for something way too real to touch. Safe to say we sealed it all in blood. Gathered plenty pretty flowers at the mile of fame. The feeling was so sweet and sour walking through the rain. Time again, I'm balancing my heart on what you say. Break away, I need to find myself a better pace.
Whatever you do, don't get too high. Whatever you do, don't get too high. You can't come down, no. Oh, well. Oh, well. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Radio presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
We're joined in the studio now by Morgan McLean. So how did you get involved with Sunday Brunch?
We were up for a Time Out Award for Best Shop in Muswell Hill. Won the award and I was over the moon, drinking the free champagne like no one's business. Sure. I go up to the stage, I'm crying so much, I'm so drunk, like so drunk.
Yeah. Like, did you swear?
Yes, we were on television, like I was so nervous.
Yeah.
I got through the segment and Tim went like that on my arm, held my arm, was like, sorry about the swearing. And I was like, shit, did I fucking swear?
Did I fucking swear?
Nick and Nat's Fan Club. Every Friday from 12 PM.
FUBAR Radio.
But this is the M&M show every Wednesday from 4 till 6 on FUBAR Radio.
Mm.
Yo, that was the nice little heavy metal bed.
Mm.
we've got our first guest of the day in, and he goes by the name Vice Beats.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Not at all, man. Not at all. Where are you hailing from, Vice?
Bristol.
Bristol.
Yeah.
I honestly, man, I can't count on two hands the amount of guests we've had.
You guys
Bristol.
Had Wishmaster last
year. Yeah. We did. Yeah. We've had Caners. We've had Blacksmith.
I feel Bristol's definitely got like a musical. It's got a musical heart to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Leva Lazarus.
Yeah. Who I've seen everywhere since.
Yeah.
You know.
Eva's killing it.
She absolutely is. Yeah. Did I spot her in a National Lottery advert?
Yeah, she's been doing all sorts, like Dove.
She
and
was
loads
rapping on some National. I was like, what the fuck? And she's literally ubiquitous since. I feel like we helped with that though.
She's like 7 months pregnant. And she still is, yeah. Just running it. Like, yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm only joking, by the way, taking any credit for that success, or am I? A Jay Dilla tribute.
Yes.
At a perfect time as well.
Yeah.
When does it drop?
This Friday. On
exactly
Dilla's
on his birthday.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. When did you have to look at a calendar and pinpoint
it? I kind of knew it.
Yeah. I knew. Obviously, you knew when his birthday was, but I mean, getting the run up perfect.
Oh, because yeah, it's been quite a weird one actually, because like it's coming through HHV as well, and it took a long time to get to this point. Because even like the album took like 7 years to get created and released.
Yeah.
It only was like the last 4 months or so where everyone had given me the green light. So it's containing samples and I've got the yes for that.
Yeah.
And then the James Hewitt Yancey Foundation had said yes. And amazing. So there was this kind of sudden, oh, right, it's actually happening now.
Yeah.
So
his mum runs the foundation.
Yeah, that's right.
And
his
auntie. Did you speak to her directly as well?
So I met Marjukes about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like it was a really surreal moment. Like she was in Bristol. And I'd spoken to Dilla's auntie because she's also involved in the foundation. And it was really weird where like they wanted to take a picture with me. It was like, this surely should be the other way around. This doesn't feel right. Look, but they're just a beautiful family, and like the work they're doing is incredible. So like because I'm part of Wordplay magazine, I've interviewed Jay's brother, like Illa Jay, and I've spoken to Tony, who's part of their family and stuff too, and it's a really nice connection.
Yeah,
it's proper kind of grassroots stuff, but because of it being Jay Dilla, it's got huge influence.
Yeah,
so it's amazing.
And what's it like being at the other end of the pen, like so to speak, from music journalist to potentially having something that people are gonna write about?
It's nice because I mean I've been making music for years, but I think like I. Quite a lot of the time, because my background's youth work, and like for a while my daughter was quite unwell, so music, as much as I was always making it, it was never really the thing that I could have at the forefront. But I mean, she's super strong now, and it's kind of meant that the last few years I could really start building, and I think this album was the thing that I really wanted to get out.
Yeah.
And Dilla is one of my main influences when it comes to production. I just kind of felt like I wanted this to be my kind of first full release, and just think, right, from here I can just build, but I wanted to have my main influence as kind of the forefront, really.
Yeah.
So it feels good. Like, I mean, it's really nice seeing blogs and shows and all that side of things that I've listened to for years, you know, yourselves included and so on, where it's like it's nice actually being this side, like you say.
Yeah,
it's kind of I'm used to like penning stuff or like doing podcasts or radio shows, but I'm the one interviewing.
Yeah, you're the subject
like,
now.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite now. It's like it's, you know, yeah, it's a nice feeling, but it still feels quite surreal because I guess because of the matter, like it's quite weird the amount of people who've uptaken this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, having to really tread carefully because I want to make sure that I'm doing it in line with the foundation, really,
of course,
and making sure they're happy with my movements.
Of course.
Yeah.
And what was did you ever have the pleasure of meeting Dilla?
No, I didn't. Like no. I went to like years ago. There was the Slum Village show at Jazz Cafe, and he was meant to be there, and it was like the last performance in London, well in England. And he was too ill to travel, so I ended up where it's the rest of them. And I mean, it was incredible. Like Elzai was doing all of Dilla's lyrics, all that side of things. But like that was the moment when I would have got an opportunity to, and never did. But did you guys?
No, never got to see him live or meet him.
No,
unfortunately.
To be honest, I don't know that many people who have. It's like
me neither, actually.
No, it's like he was quite elusive.
It kind of adds to that mythical.
Yeah.
Because when I first heard of Dilla. Like, he you're right. He had this elusive air to him, this mythical air almost. I didn't know anyone that it was kind of up there with, like, I used to put him in the same kind of bracket as MF Doom almost, though MF Doom was a lot more elusive, even to the point where he wouldn't turn up to shows that he was actually booked for no other reason, just because he couldn't be bothered, you know? But it was, I used to file certain people in those in that kind of category. Yeah,
true.
But we should definitely get into some music, shouldn't we? Would you do us the honour of introducing this song?
Yeah, so this is Bring It Back, which is featuring Jazz Kahina and Nutty P. So this is from the Dilla the Timeless tribute.
Sorry, y'all, this is beautiful. I'm hearing it for the first time with y'all. Come on, y'all.
Let me recollect. Yeah. It was 92, I think I registered regret. That I was stuck with you, I really dreaded to reflect.
Your buttons.
But I only hiccuped in my head. I wrote you hate letters, pinning out the pressure, because I can't escape your presence. Your paradox had needed to be regular and special. Prevented level-headedness, why can't you fucking settle? What do you want, a fucking medal? Clever, but it's evident you'll never reach potential.
Nope.
Begging all the men you put on bedroom walls and pedestals. You can't be them, you're very feminine, you know the rules.
Man up, man up, my man up. Man down, man down. So where do I go when I'm low, when I wanna be found? I get lost in the sound.
Bring back, I'll change my heart again. We can flip the track, let's make amends. Bring it back, I'll change my heart.
If I told you everything was gonna be okay, regardless if you tried emotionally uneven days, hunting for some cheese to blaze, not enough peas to make a trip to your pizza base to sweeten up your evil taste, left in your mouth after years of neglect and abuse. The truth hurts, and that's what that I'm telling to you. I'm still cross but trying to soar like a pelican moose. That's why I'm letting it loose when I step in the booth. This is my therapy, and every sentence is definitely giving me headers and sending me where I'm meant to be mentally. To wanna beg or plead for the remedy when the recipe's etched in me. Imagine growing up, only knowing up with conditions. Dad's not showing up, and my mum struggled to listen, cause she was stoned the fuck off of all the drugs she was sniffing, and not owning up and coming for the son she was missing. Even all the self-help books can fix a man's brain. I feel the void that was torn open from the pain. Looking inside, the only remnants is wage, and it's left a stain that will never fade. Schools need to teach self-love, because it's lacking in the children. I'm an adult, now still ain't use my bag of risk theorem. But every day is easy, I can sit around and do shit. I'm tough enough to make the cut, I've got the scars to prove it.
Change my heart again. We can flip the track, let's make amends. Bring it back, I'll change my heart again. We can flip the track, let's start again. Bring it back, I'll change my heart again.
I can change my heart and make amends.
We can flip the track, let's make amends.
Let's make amends.
Bring it back, I'll change my heart again.
My heart.
Bring It Back featuring Jazz Kahina and Nutty P by Vice Beats, who joins us in the studio right now. Yes.
That's Nutty got them good P, vibes, man.
Very Thanks. Good vibes, man. I think it's hard not to come with that when you're, like you said, you're representing more than just the artist, J Dilla, now, aren't you? You're representing the ethos of the foundation, I guess, in it. And I guess there's more to kind of consider.
Well, that's the thing. So, I mean, the whole project is based around Sweet for Marjukes, which was created by Miguel Atwood Ferguson. So, like, he created that beautiful classical tribute. And, like, I love that project. It's so inspiring. So, all of the projects have got an element of that. But, I mean, that track is probably the least. So, it's one of the only tracks that hasn't got live instrumentation on it much. And it's kind of more kind of just me playing some keys and, like, just a few little loop ups and stuff, but like there's all sorts on that album, but all of the tracks at their core have got something where it's flipped. But I mean, there's only one track that's fully trying to cover and rework something that's Dilla's, which is my version of Fall in Love, which is called That Love. But I mean, that's always been one of my favourite Dilla beats, but I can never play that in the car with my daughter. So, like, I kind of figured, well, I'll just make, like, a family-friendly version of it. So, it's kind of, I can still, like, vibe along to it.
And what do you hope to achieve with the release of this album? Is it to kind of is it for heads? Would you say, is it for people that that love Dilla and know about sort of dyslexia, or do you also hope to kind of garner Dilla some new fans through, because that's what hip hop's about, isn't it? Like, I learn about so much music through sampled music, through music that sampled it. You know, I realized that was part of hip hop culture, to dig, you know, not just to produce tunes, but also when you heard tunes that you got to do your research, you know, you've got to know, because it's cool to know that type of shit, you know.
Definitely, it's a bugging out thing, isn't it?
But absolutely.
Yeah, I guess it's a mix, really. I mean, part of this is the all of the profits from the project go to the James Stewart Yancey Foundation, and like the work they do in America is very much that kind of, or some of it's last chance stuff, where it's kids who otherwise wouldn't have access to music projects at all. And that could make a huge difference. I mean, especially when they're working with inner city Detroit and across America. But I mean, this is stretching out to like South America and all sorts now. Yeah. You know, and they've got their London chapter forming with things like Doctor's Orders and all that side. So, you know, it's really...
Oh, is that what's happening? Are they collaborating with Doctor's Orders?
Yeah, so like last few years they've been doing the official events with them. But yeah, it's great. It's kind of building. But I guess on my side, I think there's subtle elements where like I've tried to use certain drum patterns, or like really tried to dig deep to find certain samples or different things where all out Dilla heads will be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's that snare, or that's this little sound, or oh, okay, he sampled that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then they're accessible tracks.
Of course.
Because I, as much as I love Dilla, we all know that like straight Dilla covers have been done to death to a certain degree, where just so many people have flipped the same sample and done the same thing, and it's like there's only so many times that people can rework something from Donuts and be like, right, there's another tribute. So like this is very much original songs just based on something different, because I mean I love classical music in the sense of the beauty within it. Like I wouldn't necessarily sit down and listen to it all the time, but from a production perspective it moves you.
I think it's possibly, you like you said, I think that it's the most moving music you could 100%, possibly listen
100%.
To. Seriously, definitely. Some concertos could move you to tears, and make you laugh in the same sort of 2 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. Like it's that kind of unparalleled experience. And I mean, the whole thing with this album as well is the idea that I always wanted it to just be listened to as a whole piece. Like it can't be performed live in this sense, and I wouldn't want it to be, even if I could. If I had the resources to pull all these artists together, I still wouldn't do it, because that's why I'm doing a listening party for it, so it can be heard from start to finish.
Wicked. Where's that?
So that's at Chip Shop this Saturday.
Brixton.
So it's on the 8th from 2 till 8, and it's a free party as well.
Amazing.
So we're doing a donation pot. So like we're actually doing it as a raffle thing. So the vinyl's dropping the day before, and then we'll have various different things. So, like, we've got some amazing slip mats made up from Your Slip Mat, who are based in Holland. So, like, they've been doing that. Like the artist Nina Feeney, who's done all the graphics, like she's doing some limited prints.
Brilliant.
We're just having a good time with it. But like we've got a whole bunch of artists coming through. So got like Brother Man, Greg Blackman, Jazz P and Nutty Kahina. That's not the right way around.
That's the collaboration.
Yeah, that's their name.
Nutty Jazz Kahina P. Yeah, that's the way. Like, I'll pitch that to them on Saturday.
Please
and see what they say.
It was born here. It was so organic as well.
That's what
you know?
Was, man.
Show them this.
They're going to refuse to perform after that. They're like, what? But we've got Donnie Numeric as well and Earthbound Boy and just having some good time, man. Like, we've got some kind of surprise guests coming along as well, and just celebrating Dilla, really. Like, we're doing a Dilla cypher as well, and just have some fun.
As I say,
it's been like 7 years in the making, so part of this is just kind of a relief of, hey, I can move on.
Yeah,
I'm free.
For real.
It's like the nicest prison sentence, or it's just like, okay, like now I can start thinking about some other stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Part two.
Yeah.
Do it all again.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for passing through to chat to us, Vice Beats. Just once again, let people know, people can still get into the listening party on Saturday, right?
Yeah. So, like, it's not ticketed. So, like, just come down. So, it's 2 to 8. Shop.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all over. I mean, I've been pretty much living on Instagram recently.
It's on your social media, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where can people find you on there?
So I'm just Vice Beats on Instagram.
Nice and easy.
Andy from Steam and Kettle's been telling me off because I've not been on Twitter for years, so like I've now remembered that exists. I'm just Beats by Vice on there, and then like Vice Beats on Facebook and stuff.
So what did you just find out about Brexit and all that?
Everyone was like the B word. I was like, what are you on about? What is this? So like apparently something's going on.
There's this thing now called being woke as well. I don't know if you know about that.
You
missed
that.
You missed that.
So I just thought I'd been awake, and then someone was like,
cancel culture,
are you woke?
You
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's been great. It's been peaceful, and then I've just been seeing all these people ranting. I was like, the world's going wrong.
Just typing furiously, but in the real world.
I thought everything was fine. I was in my bubble when Twitter's just burst it.
It's
a scary place.
For real.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's madness.
But people are going to need it if they want to catch up with you, that and Instagram, right?
For sure. And you can get the vinyl from hhv.de and Suspect Packages as well.
Amazing.
And Fat Beats. That just
feels cool. You're keeping
it
real hip-hop, man. You're keeping it so fucking hip-hop, bro. Honestly, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Thanks.
Vice Beats, ladies and gentlemen, our first guest of the day. We're going to get into a song right now. And when we come back, we still got Tia Carris to chat to, and we've also got Nayana Iz.
Thank you.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
There's a big brass band in the park today. The low notes speak what my mouth can't say. Can I read you every letter, turn you every page? Can I hold you till these dark dreams fade? Hey, Rose.
That was Hey Rose by Sun Little. That was a big tune.
Yeah, it was a vibe, man.
And before that, what did we play?
Caribou's new one, Never Come Back. But do come back, Caribou.
Very
welcome
housey,
back.
That
welcome
one.
Back. Yeah,
yeah. I was cutting some shape to that one.
You were.
Honestly, cutting a rug? Is that the phrase as well? Cutting a rug?
It used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be.
Bare friction.
A bit dated.
Yeah. Fucking up carpets. That must have been like... Someone must have moaned about that the first time that phrase got used.
Fucking cutting my
it's
rug,
like
mate.
Fucking dancing, you're cutting a rug. Oh, this sounds good, Mum. Who's that down the club tonight? Definitely one of them ones, I think.
Yeah.
Can't even segue from that, can I? Do you reckon I can segue
if
from that?
If anyone can, you can. Please right. try.
I think you can figure it out.
Do you reckon? Speaking of...
I had to set you up,
oh, that was perfect, me mate. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Fuck it.
Our next guest, Tia Harris, has a single called Figure Me Out.
It's very smart. True.
Thank
yeah.
you for that one, Russell.
Make some noise for Tia Harris. Smashed it. That was like a...
That's an alley-oop.
Yeah. It wasn't even an alley-oop. You poached the goal. You literally just poached the goal from man.
That's
team
enough.
Effort. Yeah. It was a team effort.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. As long as the goal gets scored, isn't it?
That's true.
But thank you so much for joining us, Tia.
Thank you for having me.
At such a young age as well, you're doing bits. Very precocious, man. Yeah. You've been smashing it on playlists, especially, which I guess is a decent, it's a good barometer of how many people your songs are getting mm-hmm. across to. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you kind of, without sounding arrogant, expected, or is this all a surprise for you?
Do you know what? From doing music early, I was getting so much support anyway.
Yeah.
So I thought the support was always going to be there, but I didn't think it was going to be there to the extent that it has been.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it started, if I'm not mistaken, you did a lot of covers before releasing your own original material.
Yeah.
Right. Was that something that you just had so much fun doing, you decided to record it, or was it sort of more calculated in extent? Did you know that these were good to think, all right, cool, let's get a lane and then move on to the kind of next phase?
No, it was all fun. I'd hear a beat and I'd get mad that I wasn't the one that was writing that song. I did a little remix.
I love that, actually.
That's cool, though,
I get that feeling a lot myself, you know. You hear such a song that's so good, you get jealous and wish that you wrote it yourself.
Literally.
It's a good and bad feeling to have, isn't it? Because you love the song so much that it's almost become a part of you, but then you're just like, fuck, man. Yeah.
All right, so what was the first cover that you did?
First cover, it was to Rich and Avelino's Fire in a Booth.
Okay. Was that recorded, though?
No, I was just spitting that. I remember my guy came around that night, and I got him to film me. He had my phone in one hand, flashlight in the other hand, and I had my little sister up behind me, like, holding a brown blanket because it was so messy in the background. And we filmed it, and yeah, that was amazing. The first one that went out. Yeah,
that's jokes.
How long did it take you to learn? Are you a quick learner?
In terms of what?
In terms of, like, covering lyrics.
It's my own lyrics.
Oh, right, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's my own lyrics.
Yes, I'm sorry, because you said it was the cover of Wretch 3-2 and Avelino's Fire in the Booth.
The beat,
it was just the beat, my bad. If you could have any artist, alive or dead, flip the script now, cover your stuff, let's say your current single, any artist, who do you think would do it the best?
The best?
Who would do it justice?
Who the hell?
Dead or alive as well?
I can't answer that one.
I think T is basically saying no one would be able to
do
my tune
like me. No one could
do it justice.
Like that. It's
you
energy.
Said it, not me. I'm joking. I don't know, honestly. I don't know who would do that like that.
If it was just your choice and you'd want to hear anyone, or would you not want to hear anyone on your tune?
Well, I like myself on it, so maybe we can stay with Tia Karras on it. For now.
All right. Well, that's pretty much the perfect introduction for the song, isn't it? Would you do us the honour of bringing it in nicely for us now?
Of course. This is Tia Karras and you're listening to my new single, Figure Me Out.
Keep a couple seconds, had to save that P just to get that pounds. Rounds, everyone asleep when I touch down. Way too late to be making sounds. Pre-made meal in amounts, I'm squatting in the shower, scratching my system. Now my Tinder missed, so with that 9 to 5, fell asleep obscene, so I missed him. Piss, that's micturition. In this position, I'm in this position. All the delicacy of that bag tastes so fucking delicious. Erudite, tell me what's that all about. They ask how many figures, I tell them, figure me out. They all wanna see a Priya dream to deal her. Take her out for dinner, figures thicker than a stripper's tipper. Dealing with that woman, with that freak, I'm still in Europe. Materialistic, no, what that wouldn't. Solely giving them the boot, African English dilute. So I can have my babies with their curly hair with any dude. Some of my babies get their mama's air and attitude, though. All of these roots, gotta give my gratitude. Think about six or squids, but I grew up, mate. I choose stink to the old ones, too. Heard that rumor soon, I thought they knew her. Untrue, those intruders, yo. Gossip out, tell me what's that all about. They ask how many figures, I tell them, figure me out. Wait, peeping old obsession, had to mention me just to get that clout. Clowns, counterfeit on the TL, see him in real on a DL. Wow, I got that swaggy Afro fusion kind of sound. But I can bop it, spin and twist it back around. Peter Piper picked peppers and got his accolade. Beat the pussy, I'ma do the same, emancipate. I'd normally be the anomaly, tragic. Hey, at least I'm topical. If they don't give it to T, they'll never give it to you. Somehow the alphabet you, they go get the V from a fluke. Ask, kiss it, lick it, hit, he didn't, no giving out. Then they ask how many figures, I tell him, figure me out. Yo, branching out like which bank can support the income? It's a big one, and I can't book appointments like it's fiction. But I see the advert, bank alert, I'm concerned. And the lad pulled my account up, saw the figures, started to flirt. I dropped the verses on nervous, giving gal a purpose. Now my cervix hurts, so I gotta piss a spout, but forget the knickers. Besides pissing a river, they ask how many
Yo.
No. Well, yes. Definitely yes to that tune. Natalie was asking me a question that I answered right on the end as she put the mic up. But that was Figure Me Out by Tia Karis. And we were speaking to Tia about, you know, covering songs and the concept of wishing you wrote certain songs. Mm. And I hit her with quite a hard question before we played the song. If she could choose any artist to cover, you know, any of her songs, but, you know, Figure Me Out as an example, who would it be? And at first she couldn't answer it, but then you hit us with a really, really good answer, which I think people should hear, especially having heard the song. Who was it?
Miss Dynamite.
Perfect shout, I think.
That's a great shout.
Really good shout.
Yeah, man.
Excellent shout. To celebrate that, we got a game. Why do you sound so...
Do you know what? Like, no guest ever leaves after playing one of our games feeling this like, oh, I wish you didn't play that.
They love it.
It's the best part of their
day. It's a fun game, yeah. In fact, many
the best part of the whole day. Week, maybe.
Well, I think so, because when I run into other guests that I've seen, when I ran into, in fact, Yizzy a little while ago, he went, love the game. Just mentioned the game, never mind the interview. It was all about, like, we'll come back and do a game. And like, so... There's five, I should say, in a bonus, if you want to write that down. And you write it down, please, Tia, as well. Do not shout it out. And do not let Marcel see your bit of paper. That's all I'm saying.
That's bare deep.
He looks like a cheater.
That's bare deep. Nah, we got beef now, fam. I'm just letting you know.
Well, as we just heard, your song, Figure Me Out, we're going to test how good you are at figuring out your music.
Oh.
I have mixed two bangers on top of each other, and you're going to guess the name of each song.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Oh. I will, of course, play it several times for you to... get to listen to both songs. But they write down, I feel like you probably will get the artist. So I think I just want, I think I want the song name, actually, rather than the artist, please. Oh. Good?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Here we are. Number one.
Okay.
And the song name?
Just the song name, please. Yes, not the artist. Because I think that's too easy with the artist, right? I think you will know what the artist is. Do you want to... I can play it as many times as I
can. Play again,
please.
Play
again.
Big tunes.
They're big. I should say they're all
slappers.
Big tunes.
Absolutely.
Can you just keep in mind,
slappers.
I was literally born in 2000. Like, there's a
that's
big,
a good point, you know.
You have to know, I would say, both of these songs.
You
surely
should know
you would have heard, heard this stuff.
I don't know about one of them, you know. I think she would have heard...
Nah, she would have.
They're both. You would hear them both, surely,
yeah, don't,
somewhere.
Like, don't mind. You'd hear this.
19 is younger than you think, you know.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I'm going to come back to that one.
Both of these are school disco songs, for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
One of them definitely might be. Okay. Everyone got something? Put anything
down.
Do you know what? I'm going to let Tia... If you think you know the artist, I'm going to give you points for artists as well, if you're not sure. Okay? Do you need it one more time?
Go on. I don't think it's going to make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah, vibes.
Big vibes. It kind of works. I quite like them both together. Here we go with number two. You get points for artist here?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Can you give me that one more time?
Sure.
I can't hear that. Wait, play it again. I can't get the one of the I know one of them.
All right, let's continue.
Oh, clearly Marcel has got it all. Oh, right, here we go with number three. Got that?
Can I get one?
One of them's a very current song to you, so I know that you want to. Yeah, sure. I mean, like, I have got some clues, if anybody requires them.
Yeah, I'll go with a clue.
Oh, for all of them? Should we go for
all? Yeah, maybe all
okay.
of them.
For the first one. in this... I'm going to rewind. I'm going back for you.
Why? Check your privilege, young man. Exactly. And I need clues as well.
Right, so let's rewind. Let's start with number one. okay? One of these
actually,
songs.
I know them ones.
One of these. Oh, you don't need
the clue.
Penny dropped the love.
One of these songs is about love for a state in the Pacific region. Is it of the United States? And another song is what you say when you leave somebody's company.
Adios.
Number two, which was. In one of those songs, you have got an American rapper talking about himself. In the other song, the singer talks about her first time.
The man in the
mirror. There we go.
Got it, right?
I thought it was that.
Okay, this was number three. One of these artists sings a lot about body positivity, but this song is about the male sex. Another big female artist on this, her song is about remembering where you came from.
But it's not even really her song. I'm going to throw that out there.
Okay, it's not her song, but we would know the song. Are we ready to move on to number four?
I'm ready to move on.
Marcel's really ready, okay. Okay.
Big tunes.
Big tunes again. One of the singers on this is a member of a great big musical family, and she is singing about being the opposite of nice. In the other song, again, this female rapper is rapping about putting effort in.
Don't they all sing about that?
I know, I'm seeing Michael Payne. I think you probably got it.
Yeah, I've got it.
Yeah, he's got it. Marcel's writing something down, Tia. Any clues on the artist? Hold on, I'm giving you the clues, but any artist thoughts, write it down. Are we ready for number five?
Yeah.
Yes, I got this song and that artist, so I get more points for this one.
Can I get that? Can I pair it again?
I'm sorry, no, Marcel, other guests
when
have got it.
When it suits Marcel.
Yeah, Tia's got it, so I'm not playing it again. No.
I'm good.
I can't get the guy on it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a shame.
The artist has the name.
Me today.
It's got the name of a royal who is the son of the king.
That's too easy.
Oh, that's just king.
Son of the king.
It's the band called Harry.
Harry, yeah, it's Harry.
Or is it called Bill?
But then again, was there even a king?
Oh! Yes. Okay.
What the hell?
Let's have some answers. Tia, what did you get for number one?
Do we have to start with me?
Yeah.
Guess first always.
Last in.
I got a couple things.
What did you...
So I'm just going to throw a couple words out there. So I got ciao, because I know Marcel said something about... what did you say? Bye.
I said adios.
Yeah, okay. So I just put ciao.
I like that. Guess by any means.
That's good. No, that's good. Yep.
I put Ice Cube and Dr. Dre.
Okay. Okay.
Close. Real close.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on that one, or is that your two?
I put Boyz II Men, but I don't know why I put.
They're all
one.
Good.
Again, close.
What did you get, Marcel?
I got Dr. Dre and Tupac, California Love. And NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
What did you get, Michael Payne?
I got the same as Marcel.
Well, let's see.
That's why I said close. What is it? NSYNC for White Boyz II Men.
That's so cute.
Just certified slappers. NSYNC better than Justin Timberlake. Sorry, I said it. I fucking said it. Fight me.
No, I think that song alone is better than anything Timberlake's done.
Tell me NSYNC as a collective were not better than Justin Timberlake.
That's NSYNC song. No, that is a big song.
That was the best NSYNC
song.
For me, that's not even the best NSYNC song. That song actually gets on my nerves.
Really?
It's the guitar. It sounds like the beginning of
that
a song.
That bangs off in a club. You could drop that in any club now and it'll pop off.
You're telling me Bye 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 wouldn't? Come on.
No. Bye 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 would slap.
Ooh.
I don't know.
It would.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know.
It would. As a nostalgic thing, people would definitely dance to Bye Bye Bye. They would pretend that they didn't know it, but trust
Your
me.
Your body can't stop moving when you hear that.
Do you like that song, Tia?
Do you know what? I don't know the songs by the name.
You don't know?
It's one of them where you slap it on and then I'll sing along to it when I realise what it
is.
Yeah,
true.
Okay.
That's a big tune. NSYNC were a big band.
What do we get? What do we all get for number two?
Justin,
Michael, I Am by Eminem.
Sorry, yes. What did you get the song called, please?
Whatever You Say I Am. Oh wait,
what's the other song?
Like a Virgin by Madonna.
What did you get, Marcel?
I got Madonna, Like a Virgin, mm-hmm. Eminem, I Am.
Mm-hmm. And what did you get, Tia?
I got Eminem and Madonna.
Well, you get 2 points there, but you don't get points for I Am because the song is called The Way I Am.
The Way I Am! Whatever you say I am. And if I wasn't, then why would I say I am?
If I describe the video, do I get a point?
Absolutely not, no.
You know that he took that off Rakim? The I am whatever you say I am. And if did I wasn't, he? Then why would I say I am?
Okay.
Interesting fact about that.
Good fact. Mm. No points for the actual fact. But number three, what did we get?
I know. I over-try. You know what I mean? I try hard.
Minus points. What did you get, Tia, for number three?
I don't know why, but I wrote down Britney Spears and Michael Jackson for some reason.
Okay,
close.
What did you get? That's close.
I put J-Lo, Jenny from the Block, and I didn't get ever song.
What did Shut up, it was Jenny from the Block.
It was, yeah.
What did you get, Michael?
Got Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block, featuring Styles P and Jadakiss, by the way.
Yeah.
And,
okay, could have said Lox.
What did you get?
No, because it's not the Lox, though, innit? Because there's no Chic Looch. So.
Whatever.
And then
whatever.
I got Lizzo, but I didn't have the title.
Oh, well, you don't get a point for that, do you? Because I said, I already said Tia could get artists. Sorry. Boys.
Wait.
Yeah. It's a big tune.
Rock that I got. I'm still Marcel from the Black.
Hey.
What?
No matter where I go, I know where I came from. Southside the Bronx.
Number four. What did we get?
Southside the Bronx.
Four.
All right, Missy Elliott with Work It.
Work It.
Okay.
I need a guess. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
And what did you get, Marcel?
I got Janet Jackson, Nasty, Missy Elliott, Work It.
And Tia, what did you get?
I only got Missy. I didn't get Janet.
What are we on now? So Tia, we're... Nasty. Yes. Nasty. 1 point.
This song reminds me of hall parties.
What is she saying?
Yeah, does anyone work it? Because you probably just got to spin the record backwards. She actually said something, but they've backmasked it, whatever. Yeah, reversed it. So I don't know what she says when you reverse the actual song. Maybe she's just saying that.
I think she said the same thing.
I think she's just saying that.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Number five. What did you get?
Creek TLC.
Yes.
Okay.
So 2 points actually there for that one because you got artists. Yeah. And
Will Smith.
Okay. Marcel. Wow.
Was that wrong?
What are you saying?
Close.
I said
TLC, Creep, and Prince, Get Off.
And Michael Payne. What
I got
did
the
you
same
say?
As Marcel.
Just creeping on the down low. Get up. 23 positions in a one night stand.
That was your fault.
Get up. Look,
he was telling me, is it Will?
Listen, this is what I'm saying to you. I'm out here to just win this game. I'm not
out here. Necessary.
There's no friends around here, no miles.
Yeah, you did well. You got five.
Hey!
Very, very, very respectful.
Michael and Marcel with a healthy eight each.
Okay, what, tiebreaker?
Don't worry, because it's tiebreaker time. Don't even worry about that, okay?
You're
involved
in this as well.
So write this down, because you're going to show winner takes all. Winner takes all. Please write it down and show me. Write it down and show me what you have. Okay.
Sorry.
Here we go. You ready?
I just have to say, look, the mastermind rhythm is heavy.
It's sick.
Are you ready for this?
What?
Like
that
was
the wrong button.
No, it was actually telling me it's the right button. Hold on, I'm really nervous about this now. Okay. I don't know what's happening. Well, I think that's not. I think that's one song. I think we're going for one song.
No. There's two songs there.
No reason.
I can hear them. I can hear. You're right.
There's one song, but they just played it at different stages.
No. There's two songs, but they hit by it's the same note. And both of them sing the same note, and then it goes into two different songs.
No, dude, that's the same song. That's
it's
all
not.
The same song.
No,
it's two different songs, but it sounds very close to being one song, I can tell you.
Are they both by the same artist?
I'm not going to reveal that.
Play again?
No.
Oh.
What, does it self-destruct after two plays?
You know, I was okay.
Nah.
Yeah.
You know what this is.
I don't.
It sounds so familiar.
Can we have some clues?
I definitely know one of them.
Let's think. These two songs have got the same name.
I told you. I fucking told you. It's the same song, but at different stages.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, they both got the same
tense.
Name.
It's a tense moment.
It's they're the same song.
Let's have the Mastermind theme tune whilst I'm thinking about this.
I've been fucking session this show recently as well, you know, Mastermind. Just for the theme tune.
It's a hell of a lead in, isn't it? Does it always take this long? Oh, there we go.
Doesn't it sound like an execution?
Yes, yeah, quite.
Sounds
terrifying.
Like someone getting taken from the Tower of London.
We got something for this.
Where they used to hang people. Tyburn or whatever the fuck it's called. Hyde Park.
Do we have something, Tia? It's the same song by two different artists.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Oh, different artists.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you play the music again?
Sure.
You're struggling now, innit?
Sure.
Can I get
final
a clue
time?
Because you thought it was two different songs.
It is two different songs.
It is.
It's not two different songs.
It is two different songs, but they just call the same thing.
It is two different songs.
It's two different recordings of the
of
same song.
The same song, yes. Yeah, the same song by two different artists.
Oh, that's all right then.
Oh! But you have to struggle to hear one of them, because I can only hear one, really. Okay. What is the song? I need the art. I think I may need the art. I don't know. Do I just want the song?
I need to write that shit down.
No, what do you mean? You need the artist, obviously, if it's the same song, sung by two different people.
Tia, show what you have.
I Will Always Love You by Whitney and Celine Dion. Please tell me that's right.
Close.
That's the one from Titanic.
What do you have? There she is from
Titanic. I've got I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston and Dolly Parton.
And that's
what I meant. Look what I've written.
Let's see if you're right. Whitney Houston, of course.
Yep.
See if it's Celine coming in.
Celine? She did.
It is Dolly. It's Dolly.
Do you know what you should have got? You should have got the guy version of the song.
Who did that?
It's the one that they play in the film. When Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston are dancing,
it's a man singing.
They're dancing to a man singing that song.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's some dub plate, bro. They had a bodyguard dub plate. Who recorded that? Can you dig that up, please?
I Will Always Love You, sang by
A guy. Just by a random.
Sure?
It's like a country version of the song.
And I bet it's fucking Kenny Rogers, isn't it?
Probably.
He's friends with Dolly, isn't he?
I bet it's Kenny Rogers if it's a country western guy.
Male.
Because she takes the mickey out of the song saying, oh my God, it's such a sad song.
What, so this is in the film?
In the film.
Hmm. That is a mad movie trivia. You should go on Mastermind. This is the type of shit they ask you. I'm not chatting shit. Speaking of which, Tia, if you could go on Mastermind, what would be your specialist subject? What do you feel like you know everything about?
Disney.
Yeah. Disney films, yeah?
Disney.
Fair
Disney.
Play. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. I'm tired of seeing shit like Prime Minister Disraeli and stuff about the Emancipation and the Proclamation and shit like that. I want to see some Disney stuff.
100.
Because I feel like I could learn some stuff from you.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
You should.
John Doe.
Okay.
It's who sang apparently in the film. In the bar scene it says, yeah. I Will Always Love You, John Doe.
What Whitney song did Celine sing then? Did she sing a Whitney song?
I don't know.
Celine sang a song.
Voices, so maybe they've had songs.
She
that
sang a song with Whitney Houston.
Did she?
Called it was on The Prince of Egypt.
No, that's Mariah Carey.
Soundtrack. No, oh, yeah, it is.
It's Mariah Carey.
Wait, what did Whitney sing?
There Can Be Miracles, whatever it's called. Yeah.
What did Whitney sing with?
Whitney and Celine have never met.
Never.
Oh. They ever met.
That's mad.
I reckon they had to stay away from each other, because if they
sang
the
diva,
same room,
the diva
just,
thing.
It'd be a bit of
and
the
a mad beef thing.
No, I reckon their voices together would just, music would just, you couldn't make a song after that or something. I don't know, they'd break music. Do you know what I mean?
Render it useless. Celine has covered Whitney songs.
What one?
Don't know, I have to play on YouTube. I have to search YouTube of that, but apparently she's done some covers. Mm. Oh, hold on, actually. Apparently at the Grammys, it was dated, there was a Whitney Houston and Celine Dion implying it's together. I have to check that from, it was posted in 2008, maybe before that, but maybe they did do something together.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, for the Prince of Egypt. I'm clinging on to that.
Until we find out otherwise, all right, it's the Prince of Egypt.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Speaking of thanks, thank you so much to Tia Carries for coming in to join us, play us a new music, and also indulge in our weird little game.
Yeah, that was
weird. Did you like the game?
Have you got a winner yet?
Oh, yeah, Michael and
it's
myself.
You. It's you.
But you are the winner.
You're the winner, Tia. You're the winner. Congratulations. Did you like the game now?
It was all right.
Wicked.
Yeah.
You're the winner because you discovered Bye 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 today and you're never going to regret hearing that song.
Yeah, this is true.
Take that away with you.
This is true. There was life before Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Where can people find you on social media?
Social media, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that good stuff is just Tia Caris, T-I-A-C-A-R-Y-S.
Nice and easy. And live-wise, can people expect you to see you popping up on some stages in the coming months?
Hopefully later this year. We'll
Sick.
See.
Yeah. Anything you can announce or is it still...
Still. Oh, we'll keep it a secret. I can't talk a lot.
Well, it's better that they follow you to find out anyway.
100%.
100%. Mm. All right, thank you so much once again to Tia Caris, ladies and gentlemen. Not at all. We're going to get into some music now. When we come back, we've still got one last guest to go. She goes by the name Nyana Iz.
Flirtatious time to show patience. Waiting for the right time to shoot my sleeves. Waiting for the right time to flash them keys. I'm leaving, please believe in me and the rest of my heathens. Got locked out the four seasons. Penthouse rooftop birds I'm feeding. No sleeping, nothing to sleep. No teasing, I need you to get up, up on my day.
That's a very Balearic kind of remix of Hot In Here by Lion Babe. What did you think of that? Very interesting.
Yeah, well, we played a song last week where they were sampling a bit within the track of West End Girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
Exactly. I'd say it was more of a... Yeah, it wasn't even a remix. It was a cover, I guess.
Cover, yeah.
Soulful, I like a bit them. Soulfully house, kind of.
Very much. Mm. Kind of a Ocean Beach Club vibes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You got the white Verve Clicquot glass and you're doing that... Calm scan because you don't want to sweat too much.
Exactly.
You wear shoes? Sweating. You're on no the beach, sweating, no shoes? No shoes.
Rich people don't sweat.
We don't sweat, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just ask Prince Andrew.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Hmm.
Well, how much do you have to earn before you stop sweating, do you think, yearly?
38 grand a year.
You can actually do operations.
38 grand a year in
operations. Okay. So okay, that's whatever, good. However much that operation costs for you to stop sweating.
Well, you can get Botox, can't you? Some people get it in their armpits and stuff, or their feet to stop them sweating.
Really?
It dries up the sweat glands.
Or you could earn up to 30 grand a year testing out sex toys and answering questions about them, according to an online marketplace. And they're looking to hire an intimate customer services manager who will answer customer questions about sex toys. After being inundated with emails asking for advice on how to use the intimate products they sell, online marketplace onbuy.com, doesn't sound very sexy to be honest, is looking to hire someone for a very unique role. The company is seeking to recruit their very own Dr. Jean Milburn, who's from Sex Education, played by Gillian Anderson, with a bit of a twist. And the best part is that you don't need to be a qualified sex therapist, unlike Dr. Milburn, to do the job. They're currently advertising for an intimate customer services manager or an ICSM, which also doesn't sound very...
No, but I was thinking about...
An ICSM.
I was just thinking about onbuy.com, that they probably, if they added the word hard on before that it might be more sexier.
Hardonbuy.com.
Yeah,
there you go.
That
there
would work,
go.
Right?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Look at the flick of the wrist.
Right.
Just one simple...
Add that word on.
Right.
Just four little letters changes the website.
Hardonbuy.com. Mm-hmm. There you go. But then it will sound like hard done by.
Hardonbuy.com.
Feel a bit hard done
hard
by. You'd never get your products.
No, it's true. Okay, keep it. Onbuy.com. It works.
They are currently advising for an intimate customer service manager to join their team. So instead of listening to people complain about their sex problems, the successful candidate will be learning all about sex toys and remotely responding to people's questions about them. So you're basically wanking on the job, essentially, with AIDS, as in...
Sexual AIDS?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You heard that gulp. And you'll get paid a whopping 38 grand a year to do it.
Wow, that's good.
That's a good job. That's a good salary.
Onbuy.com have revealed that they receive over 500 questions from their customers each month asking how best to use the adult-friendly products they sell. Common queries include recommending other products to partners with a customer's purchased, whatever that is. Can't be able to read that
bit. Purchased goods.
Yes. I think there was a word missed out there. Mm. So... It's a very, very interesting role. Would you do it for 38 grand so that you didn't sweat at Ocean Beach Club?
Obviously.
38 grand a year. That's decent salary, man.
But you've got to test out everything.
You get sent a load of stuff each month. I mean, it's proper job,
even
though,
stuff
isn't it?
That looks like it might hurt.
You've got to try everything.
So obviously, there's products that will be made for a man and products that will be made for a woman.
Yeah, because it doesn't specify.
Do you have to test them on all of them?
Because a woman might ask you. No, you've got to test even the woman's products. So you've got to find somewhere to put it.
Wow.
If you want to apply, just so you know, you must have experience with sex-related products and possess excellent customer service skills.
Yes, so there's that as well.
Both. You can't just have one.
That's the deal breaker, isn't it? You're like, nah, don't know about that.
Well, the customer service skills.
Yeah.
I've got quite good customer service skills.
Yeah. Have you ever worked on one of those phone lines?
I wonder if you could, like, one of you could do the...
Nah.
Because it seems like it's going to be quite a private and remote job, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe two of you could split it. Split the salary, and one of you tries it, and then the other one is the customer service bit.
You have good customer service, do you think?
I don't know. I haven't had to serve someone for years. I don't know if I've still got it. I don't know if I've still got the patience, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because I see the way people are now, innit? Like, people have changed since I was in customer service.
Yeah, I feel
they've
like
evolved.
It feels sometimes like the customer is perhaps not always right anymore.
The customer's
usually
wrong.
I was just thinking that the other day. What year did that motto just get pulled down from every wall in every supermarket across the country?
I don't know, but it's happened.
It definitely happened because customers are
customers definitely not always right.
No.
Most likely wrong nowadays, actually.
The amount of videos going around of customers getting punched in the face because they thought that thing, that statement was true, you know? Getting dragged through windows of drive-thrus, you know?
Yeah. R.I.P.
And that's what I mean. I don't know if I could do customer service.
No, I don't think so, actually. Nah. I don't think it's for you.
Especially with people. Like, people will be, like, just have a phone in your face now.
Yeah.
While you're serving them. And what can you do about it? Fuck that. Sorry. Couldn't it? So I just try out the sex toys.
It's time to go to a song and then I get a headline guest of the day into the studio.
That's right, I can fight and I'm Tony Sauna. That's right, I can fight and I'm Tony Sauna. That's right, I can fight.
Pin stronger than the gun. Yes, giving giving you the finger, giving you my thumb. I hitchhiked the mic to set up the spike. Wonder how I'm so nice when ain't no Jordans in sight. Three-peat special like a Saturday night. No nickel plate, needed Tony bars wrapped up tight. And everything's aight. About the Benjamins and crack pipes. Andre champagne under bright lights. Tonight's the night, red man bite. Chew tobacco paper stack and get the money machine. For hyena silence the laughing. Chapstick beats by Dickie. You can stay with Dre. It's more mics to slay up in the sauna 2 times a day. No delays. I can roll up in a couple of ways. BMX or stretched out legs.
That's right, I can fight that.
I don't need no guy.
Right.
I don't even need a pin in the pad,
right, I can fight.
But I can use one to damage the microphone. Leave them crack pipes alone.
That's right, I can fight.
I don't need no guy.
Right.
I don't even need a pin in the pad,
right.
But I can use one to damage the microphone, leaving low grade alone.
Right.
Wrong nigga to fuck with, song could be a club hit. Follow up tripping with lion hips. Tony got Shakira in iron grip. The universe conspiring so I can only spit the flyest shit. Percy know I'm a trill off rip. Listening to colors in the pathfinder crashing in the shit. KRS-One know exactly what he did and what he did not. That's why I keep coming with spinach. Spray over your tech right when you finish. You don't want to start with sauna, bruise you up purpler than Grimace. I earned my name in Helsinki with the finish. Finish him. You my hors d'oeuvre, she my dinner. Slim fast, I'm on last. Headliner, got your eye 2 times. Flatline, killing feels with Kim. I'm Keith Sweat, funky straight out the gym.
That's right, I can fight
it. I don't need no gas.
Right.
I don't even need a pin in the pad,
right, I can fight.
But I can use one to damage the microphone. Leave them crack pipes alone.
That's right, I can fight.
I don't need no gas. Right. I don't even need a pin in the pad, But I can use one to damage the microphone. Leave it low grade alone.
Right, I can fight it.
That's very hard. That's I Can Fight by Tony Sauna.
I love him.
Yeah.
I like the birds at the end.
Me too.
It's a nice way to end the track. Because it's very calm, the birds, whereas for the song, he's talking about being fighty.
Yes.
Ends it with a bird song.
This is true. Or they could be the birds that you see. You know in cartoons when you get knocked at and you've got the little birds chirping around you? That could be the aftermath.
That's
true. Just like, I'm telling you, I like to fight, you know. And you ain't listening. Bam! I'm not even going to try and do bird noise. It kind of reminds me of Love Island. The other day I was watching Love Island and they just didn't mix down the bird noises enough.
Oh, yeah.
It's really weird, but anyway. You had to have been there. We've got our third guest of the day in.
Hello.
How are you doing? You're right.
I'm good. I'm actually really tired.
Really?
Yeah, but you guys are like picking up my
I'm hoping we're going to pick up your energy, yes.
We got the energy.
I'm going to attempt to pronounce your name. It's Nayana Is, right?
No.
Are you lying?
Yeah.
Nayana?
Nayana.
Nayana.
It's Nayana IZ.
It's IZ. You see, I've been saying IZ all day. I was thinking that at first, but I thought,
No, we're American out here.
No, we are actually country western singers, though.
Yeah.
We established our country
name?
And western.
What was your name, Marcel, again, please?
Chocolate Cobra Vex.
There you go.
Chocolate Cobra Vex.
And Willie Payne.
Willie Payne Jr.
The third.
You should call it Willie Bruce.
Willie Bruce. That sounds even more country and western, to be honest. Willie Bruce.
Will Bruce.
Even
better. She sounds like Borat.
No, you.
Willie Bruce.
Willie Bruce. You don't even know. I've been doing my Texan accent all week.
Have you been practicing a Texan accent?
No, like as ad libs. Like my friends were like, "Could he do ad libs?" And I'm like, "Only in this accent."
Well, it might.
Really?
You don't get my voice.
Have you played South by Southwest yet?
No.
You'll need it for that.
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
Definitely.
I'm ready.
But you, speaking of like different ways to speak, you're currently learning Hindi as well. Hindi.
Yeah, how do you know
as
that?
Well? I know pretty much everything about you. And this is what we're going to talk about over the next 22 minutes.
Oh, that went quick. I thought we'd do it longer. But...
But yeah, what was the it's obviously part of your heritage, right?
Yes. So my dad knows like 10 languages, but he taught me nothing.
Wow.
And now I want to make Indian music, but I can't speak nothing, so I'm learning.
10 languages.
Like, I can play. Obviously I can put like instruments and stuff in, but it's different.
Do you feel like that would make it more authentic?
I want to say the words. I want to sing like that.
Can you sort of understand any phrases through hearing them?
I know swear words and food.
Everyone learns swear words.
That's what you learn, though, isn't it?
This is true. They're the most important words, I guess.
That's all my parents
in any language. You'll survive on just those words.
Mm.
People will know you're happy, angry, sad. Yeah. If you know
food
swear words,
food is happiness.
And then you just get food, and then you survive.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. That's all you need.
You're onto something there. You're onto something. But you've in addition to being a musician, you also got many other sort of strings to your bow.
Yeah, I do a couple things.
When did you realise you were an overachiever?
Oh, never. Not yet.
No, when did you realise that you wanted to be as versatile as you are? What came first?
I don't think there was a moment where I realised that. I think I just always liked doing a lot because it's boring if I'm just doing one. Well, like, obviously making music is fun, but if I can do more things, I'll do more things.
Yeah,
fair.
I just like being active.
And music is just one of them. So we should get into the song that we're going to play. When we come back, we'll have a bit more of a chat, and we've also got a game for you as well.
Mm.
So would you do us the honour of introducing this song?
I'm Nayana Izzy. This is How We Do.
Know how we do, no, no, how we do it, huh? Know how we do, no, no, how we do it, huh? Now I get the money, the bunnies all on my tail and shit, leave them sick and dripping, honey, bitch. Better break all their rails with this young crown, George, no Armani, brown Barbie, she moves so nasty, no pastrami, all salami, Milano, all on my line and shit. Not time in it, eat time, get rich, bitch, only spew out the flavors. Try come raid us, bad behavior, might catch a slap to the face for this. Hit him back to back, flying planes for this. I don't break no legs or rain, no slip, no play, no games, I'll steal your bitch, she my best friend. Didn't even make no tricks. Obtain the clicks, cause I rate my shit. You just bitch too much. Karma can make you slip. I'ma ram these gates with my spit. Bitch, it's evident, evident. Always reminisce, keep on learning. Wanna feel the heat, I just burn them. Yeah, I got the rug, got the Persians. Yeah, I got the bank, got the versions. Try hack it, I just swerve them. Try hack it, I just swerve them. Try hack it, I just swerve them. Know how we do, no, no, how we do it, huh? Know how we do, no, no, how we do it, huh? Now I get the money, the bunnies all on my tail and shit, leave them sick and dripping, honey, bitch, better break all their rails with this. Know how we do, no, no, how we do it, huh? Know how we do, no, no, how we do it, huh? Now I get the money, the bunnies all on my tail and shit, leave them sick and dripping, honey, bitch, better break all their rails with this. Hold up, howdy, slow it down. Take a breath for you finna drown it on the grounds. So you just a playgrounds, make a baby bounce. In the ballroom, if you're bugging out, gonna ignore you. Shine the torch bright like the porch too. Look, I bought these, now I buy two. You got the right mammal, cause I fly soon. I pop on your knowledge, can't bite you. Snipe you, chicken and a knife you. Say bye, I'ma run out quick after they turn out the lights. No, no, how we do it, huh? No, how we do, no, no, how we do it, huh? Now I get the money, the bunnies all on my tail and shit, leave them sick and dripping, honey, bitch, better break all their rails with this. Know how we do, no, no, how we do it, huh? No, how we do, no, no, how we do it, huh? Now I get the money, the bunnies all on my tail and shit, leave them sick and dripping, honey, bitch, better break all their rails with this.
Wow, that was the perfect soundtrack to running along, barging people out the way. I need a song to replace Get Innocuous by LCD Sound System as the soundtrack to running
perfect
through places.
Perfect song to do shit to.
Yeah, this is that's the perfect. It's the perfect song to do shit to. Do shit to.
Do shit to.
No, do active stuff to.
Do parkour too. Yeah.
Definitely a parkour scene. Well, to celebrate your presence here, like I said before, we played this absolute banger. We got a game.
We do, in honour of you being here.
We got a game.
Because
Never.
Not on radio.
We're going to be like this. Man. So what do we have? Write it down. So we've got five and a bonus. And the rules are, it doesn't matter who wins it. We bonus winner takes all at the end. So don't worry if you don't get the song. But because you feature on fellow 9/8 Collective members' EP, Good Tea, sometimes when you're making a good tea, you know, the kettle gets a bit too loud, doesn't it?
Sorry. He's not in 9/8.
Who?
Finn Foxel.
Who?
Oh, sorry.
You featured, right, okay, on Good Tea.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's got
amazing. That's not what it says here. Okay. Sometimes when making a good tea, the kettle gets too loud to hear the tunes that you might be playing. Mm-hmm. So I've got some clips of some big tracks, actually, but someone's making a noisy cup of tea over it when the kettle's boiling.
Okay.
So write down. I think I'm going to give a point for the artist and the song, okay?
Right, so there's two points at stake in every question.
There's two points for everything.
Oh,
yeah.
So
okay?
Bad.
So wait, what we got to do?
Write down the song, the song and the artist.
Ah, cool.
Okay?
What? Is the song reversed?
I think it is reversed. Does it say it is here? But I'm pretty sure it's reversed. Yes, it is reversed. Sorry.
Fucking hell.
Sorry, it's reversed.
Oh, this can I see it?
Write it down.
I feel like you know it. So exactly, right. She already knows
Wait,
it.
Play that
Sorry.
Again.
Impressed actually.
Yes,
you know it. Marcel's got it, has he? Sorry, it's two out of three. It's not bad. Okay, here we go with kettle number two.
I don't know if it's my headphones, but the sound of the kettle is really, really loud.
It's really loud.
Do you need some clues?
Can we get clues?
Yeah, I mean, this is. I may as well tell. This boy band who sing this song are named after a colour. Come on now.
Is that number two?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's the clue for number one?
If you don't listen carefully, this song might. That's clue for number two again. Also an expression you might use when time goes quickly. Okay? Clues. Number one clue. The name of this song by an R&B girl band is what you might say when you want someone to address you. But you've already got that, haven't you?
I've already got that.
Yeah, you've already got that.
These clues are just jokes.
Okay, number three. You ready for number three?
Yeah.
That is Kettle featuring an artist, because the kettle's so loud.
Oh, my God.
Kettle featuring somebody. This. Just write down Kettle song, I'll give you a point. No, number three. Do you want it again?
Yes, please.
In the film Aladdin, you can find this magic character in this object, and this relates to the name of the song. Marcel knows.
What's the point of even playing this game?
I don't know any of these.
You might do. Are you ready for number four?
Yeah.
Kettle number four.
I like the way that the kettle boils.
It was a click at the end. The name of this artist is also the name of a famous character from The Matrix.
Yep.
And Kelly Clarkson also has a song with the same title.
Play the song again, please.
Mm-hmm.
For the kettle. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Kettle number five. Are we ready for number five?
I'm not going to lie. I haven't written nothing down.
Okay.
And not even for the clues. Listen to the clues, because more
the clues
time I'm
are
just
really
listening
helpful,
for the clues.
Yeah. The clues are basically giving it away, to be honest.
That's easy. Don't even need that.
Play that again.
This rapper's name suggests he is... He is large and famous for a bad reason.
So annoying.
And in this song, he raps about doing mind tricks on you. Look into my eyes, not around the eyes.
Look into my eyes.
Not around the eyes, into my eyes. Sometimes when this happens, it used to happen on TV, people used to eat onions and think they were apples. I'm just saying, that's what happened a lot. Do you not remember that? It was like, what's going on here?
Well, I generally don't believe in this type of shit, so I never watch.
Those
I never waste my time
on
watching
ITV all the time.
Yeah, right? I don't know if I believe it. Does anyone need...
No,
anything?
I'm not
Does anyone need anything?
Can I get the blue?
Can I get,
Can I get a big clue for you there if you didn't get it?
Number two.
Can you get the band that's named after a colour?
Yeah.
One.
Can I get the...
Yeah, yeah, sure. What, the clue or the clip?
The clip, please.
The clip, okay. Don't stop it because that's not. Don't listen to him.
Give me the clue, please.
If you don't listen carefully, this song might also an expression you might use when time goes quickly. You've gone. Gosh, right, today's 2
whatever,
hours.
So whatever. All rise for the mama's cry. We will survive. One love.
It's not that. Don't listen to Marcel. It's tricking you.
I rest my case.
It's not that song. Stop it. Do you need any
yeah,
clues?
Yeah, I need clues for four as well.
Four. You need the clue, okay.
Clue.
The name of this artist is also a character in The Matrix. You've seen The Matrix?
Yes.
The main character. Keanu Reeves is. I think, no, I'll take Keanu Reeves. I'll give you that Trinity. Point. I'll give you a point for that.
Morbius.
To be honest, I'll give you a point.
Morbius.
Kelly Clarkson also has a song with the same title. Actually, Gabrielle does as well.
I love her.
And in fact, we're only playing this game. In fact, the title relates to why we are playing this game, which is.
Because you're Miss Independent.
No, stop. Nope. In honour of you being here, we're playing this game. I can't even say it.
Miss Anderson.
You know what? Okay. Stop. Don't listen to anything.
Because you're so sick of love songs.
So sad and slow. Why can I turn off the radio?
I'm just going to get
the plug in.
I've just decided for that level of cheating. Anna, you win. Well done. No problem. No, give me some answers, please. What did you have for number one? And you're still going to win, don't worry.
Well, I'm going first.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess first. Give you points for anything.
I got Say My Name.
Go on.
Good answer.
Well done.
Any advice I was about to say? Artist. Any answers for the artist?
Destiny's Child.
Oh, good answer. Marcel.
Strong.
That's all I got.
I got Say My Name, Destiny's Child.
Yeah? Michael?
So did I.
Say my name. No correct. One is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running gay.
I'm not going to lie. I got nothing else.
Number two, the band name that's involving
Blue.
A cup. Yeah, that's a good answer. It's a great answer, in fact.
Stupidly good.
What did you get, Marcel?
I got Blue.
Yeah.
Flyby.
Michael Payne, what did you get?
I also got Blue Flyby.
Top down.
Lockdown. Yeah. All rise. That song is basically All Rise.
It kind of is now you say it works, isn't it? It actually does work.
That song is definitely All Rise.
I thought it was the same song because I was saying earlier, what's that song that's Rest My Case, Get the City on Lockdown?
There you go.
I was so close, I thought it was the same song.
It's like those two Kinks songs.
You Really Got Me going.
And the other one that sounds exactly like You Really Got Me.
No.
I can't think of it because You Really Got Me is in my fucking head.
But there's
another Kink song that sounds exactly
like... Scouting for Girls, every single one of their songs were exactly the same song. It was all the same song, same chord, same everything.
I love it when people do that.
All Day and All of the Night.
Yeah, it was.
That's
all
it,
Day
right?
and All of
there
the Night
go.
And
point
You
for
Really
me.
Got Me.
Point
fucking
for me.
Same song.
Number three, what did we get?
Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle.
Interesting.
I also got Christina Aguilera.
What did you get? I
saw a genie.
Genie.
Get a point.
Let's see if you're right. What was that? Was that number three?
Oh, you better rub me the right way.
Correct.
That sounds really about a.
What is it about?
What's it about?
It's about one of those monks that heat. They.
Yeah. Got
the
one
self-heating
of those.
Ones.
It changes the picture.
Yeah. I feel like I've given Marcel. You haven't got six, have you?
I've got six.
You both got six. Right, fair enough. Okay, number four. What did you get? Please, anybody. Marcel first.
Justin, do you want to go first?
Yeah, of course I'd like to go first. You think I ain't got the right answer, innit?
Thank you very much, sir.
It's Neo because of you.
And what did you get, Marcel?
Neo, All Because of You.
And I think I heard you say Neo.
Yeah, because of you.
Whoa! That's two in a row. That's two songs.
Loosely Candid.
Correct. And then finally we had number five, which was...
Girls on NY onto DKNY.
I got Tupac.
Okay,
I'm only joking. Notorious B.I.G. Hypnotized.
What did you get?
Holes, screen off.
I know you got that. I think I've heard you say you got that too.
Now, who do you do this?
So, actually, 5-10 for Michael and Marcel. And I know you got 9. Do you want beef? But don't worry, because we've gone to the bonus round. We've gone to the bonus. Winner takes all. Write it down.
Done really well.
Are you ready?
Done really, really well.
Ready for the bonus?
Do you really know what beef is?
I'm playing the bonus.
What's beef?
Oh, quiet, or I will not play the bonus. Sorry.
That sounds so familiar.
It's really familiar. Big song.
Yeah.
This song is one of... she's a legendary artist. It's a big song from her. She wonders if someone really loves her.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
She often employed a bodyguard in films.
Bloody hell.
Never sure if she will always love somebody. She likes dancing with people.
Well, not people, one person.
One person. She wants to
know, actually,
yeah.
No, it could actually be anyone.
She saves all her love. She saves all her love for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
She did a cover of I'm Every Woman.
Yeah.
I'm just really.
Sang the national anthem so well they sold this. It.
She waits to exhale quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but. And she's departed. She's no longer with us.
Very dearly departed.
Yes. And she was married to Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
And what have we got? We got anything?
What else can we say about the late, great Mariah Carey?
What is some of her big hits? I'm trying to think more big hits. She was the Queen of the Night. What have you got? Just look, Marcel, just show your answer. I wonder what everyone's going to win here. Oh, Whitney Houston, you said, oh, yes. How will I know? We all got that.
How will I know if he really loves me? I'm quite impressed with every
I felt that so bad.
It's a big song from her.
I felt that so bad. I'm so
no, you won, though. You still won.
I'm cultured little shit.
No, man, this is a... Let this be...
Uncultured little shit.
Consider your eyes opened, as we will, because we've heard your new music.
Yeah.
That's great.
No.
Our previous guest earlier.
You ain't heard my new music.
Oh, well, there's
okay.
more
there's
to
more,
come.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us about that.
That's what I'm most excited for, mm-hmm. for this year. It's coming out in May.
Yeah.
Got a project called Smoke and Fly, but it's not called that because why you think it's called that. It's not just about smoking and getting high. It's, you'll find out though because... I'm making a little lyric book thing in there.
Really?
So it'll just explain everything, got little details and everything.
Yeah.
And then I'm releasing my next single soon with a video.
Amazing.
Mm,
and
well.
How soon can we expect that?
In like a month.
Wicked.
Yeah. Oh.
And in the meantime, where can people find you on social media?
On Instagram and Twitter. And that's got my shows and everything. Got a couple shows coming up. Great Escape in Brighton.
Sick.
And yes, Nayana IZ.
Nayana IZ. Spell that out for people just in case they don't know.
NAYANAIZ.
And we are all educated today because I'll no longer be saying Nayana is.
No.
Just call me Nayanaise.
Nayanaise?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But if you look at it.
that makes sense. I like that.
Yeah.
Nayanaise. You could have a little alter ego.
That's my merch.
Yeah. Nayanaise. That's brilliant. Dope. Love that. Well, thank you so much to Nay and Ace.
Yeah.
No joke. Thanks you so much to Nayana IZ. Thank you so much to all our other guests, Vice Beats and Tia Karis.
Who also learned a new song today. She is now familiar with Backstreet Boys' Bye Bye Bye.
Good point.
She's got away with that. So,
there you
go.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, I was whack at that game.
No, you won.
You won.
Actually, you won.
The records show that you won, so... You know, you're one against us. Opposite day, exactly. Now I know what you were talking about on your last Instagram post. I was going to ask what opposite day meant.
Yeah, it means because I'm really happy in it, but I was actually really sad.
Oh. Well, are you going to come away from this show happy?
Yeah, I'm back. I was tired and now I'm awake. And
there you go. You said it, Marcel.
You must
come. Ready to run down the street and... fuck shit up.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. Come back and fuck shit up here in May when you've got a new release out.
Please do. In the meantime, we're going to end with a song and we'll see you next week.
Love, you better believe it. We got love, you better believe it.
I got house.
in the carriage yet. I got black love and marriage yet. They gon' say you can't have it, but I'm like, don't kill the messenger. We gon' break the stigma up. Hucks the boost, turn to Obamas. It ain't about where you been, where you from. What you got is all about love. Self-love is the best love. When you gon' take that wristband off, that vintage party been over. Don't need makeup to dress you up. I gave birth on the bathroom floor. Just me, Iman, and headphone calls. Don't let this life defeat you. I hope this message reach you. Throw your hands up. Play catch with the hunnids. Love is the new money. I'm just chilling with the homies. Homies where the heart is. Throw your hands up. Play catch with the hunnids. Love is the new money. I'm just chilling with the homies. Homies where the heart is.